And we're back here on Out of the Woods. Got a compilation of old turn-of-the-century songs. It's called The Beautiful Old. And we're going to take a track from it right now from Will Sexton and Simone Stevens. Come Josephine in My Flying Machine.
Oh, say, let us fly, dear.
Where, kid?
To the sky, dear.
Oh, you flying machine.
Jump in, Miss Josephine.
Ship ahoy.
Oh, what joy, what a feeling.
Where, boy? In the ceiling, ho high.
Hoopla, we fly to the sky, so high. Come, Josephine, in my flying machine. Going up she goes, up she goes. Balance yourself like a bird on a beam. In the air she goes, there she goes. Up, up, a little bit higher. Oh, my balloon is on fire. Come, Josephine, in my flying machine. Going up, on the soon you for me.
Oh, gee, you're a fly kid.
Not me, I'm a sky kid. Gee, I'm up in the air about you for fair. Come, Josephine, my flying machine. Going up she goes, up she goes. Balance yourself like a bird on a beam. In the air she goes, there she goes. A little bit higher. Oh, my moon is on fire. Come, Josephine, my flying machine. Going up all on the fire. Going up she goes, up she goes.
It's unavoidable.
Yeah.
Oh, look, the pretzels are here.
Yeah.
Pretzel? Beverage?
Yeah, zero Coke, please.
Yeah.
Same?
Yeah.
He only gave us the pretzels.
We should have said Coke Zero.
Yeah, not zero Coke.
Yeah.
Wow, I think I got 4 stale pretzels.
Yeah.
I hate Delta.
Yeah.
Look, up there in the first class, Dean is handing out large bags of junk food and bananas.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you pay an extra $70 and you get a banana and elbow room.
Yeah.
You ever been to Magic Mountain?
Yeah.
What's your favorite ride?
Yeah.
You did good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Here comes Jay. Here's my empty pretzel bag, Jay.
Didn't you have a beverage?
Yeah?
Yeah?
Zero Coke.
Oh, yeah. Garbage?
For a gay man, he's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
So, if I tell my kids about you, what do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, who'd you talk to on the plane, Mom? And I'd have to explain to them that I sat next to a man who didn't hear a word I said.
Yeah.
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 That's not bad.
Yeah. I was considered for a contestant on a reality show once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was called Realty Reality. How about single moms finding apartments to rent in Anaheim?
Yeah.
They said I was too boring.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Who you calling boring, nutwad?
Yeah.
Who's the dumbasses who came up with this show, right?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah, really.
I don't always like the way things are.
Yeah.
You think Disneyland is open on Sundays?
Yeah.
I'll give you my number.
Yeah.
It's a direct line. You can call me on that.
Yeah.
Now I can't find my card.
Yeah.
I cleaned out my purse. I didn't know I cleaned out that good.
Yeah.
I'll write it down for you.
Yeah.
There. Here's my address, too. Right by Disneyland.
Yeah.
Okay. I really cleaned out my purse. Not a business card in here. I have everybody else's. I have Maria's here. She's a manager for the rest stops. I'm gonna give you her card. I can always get another card from Maria. We're both managers.
Yeah.
I'll write my number next to hers. That girl, we know her. Now, if you ever need a free termite inspection, call her. And then if you need me to sell anything on eBay for you or sell you a rest stop, you call me.
Yeah.
Now, what's your name?
Matt.
Matt. Well, that's my direct line, Matt. You just remind me you're the nice man who sat next to me on the airplane.
Yeah.
Applebee's makes a great crepe.
Yeah.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting hungry now.
Yeah.
Pretzels weren't enough.
Yeah.
Zero pretzels.
Oh, yeah.
We have TV.
Yeah.
Yesterday, my friend Toby got married.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please buckle your seatbelts. We'll be landing in about 15 minutes.
He's gay.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice meeting you, Matt. Call me when you can. It's a direct line.
Yeah.
Would you look at that smog? It's a wonder we can breathe.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Disneyland for a while.
Yeah.
Too much noise.
Yeah.
This is my ex-husband. He was just like my dad.
Pictures on your laptop. Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is me and my girlfriends. We went to Vegas together.
Yeah.
The roses in the hotel were very nice.
Yeah.
Here we are in San Juan Capistrano.
Oh, I love that place.
Yeah. We should hook up.
Yeah.
My brother is a cop, LAPD. He's tough.
Yeah.
He's 27. He's gonna be an old daddy. Look at his 7 kids.
Yeah.
Here's my dad.
Yeah.
He's not good in public.
Yeah.
We had a birthday celebration for him, so he was glad. My mother was right about one thing. Dad can be appeased with food.
That's right.
I'm not on a Facebook hardcore. Just my family. That's why it's good. Only for that. Family.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. Remember, it's a direct line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
You know what they say.
Yeah.
Look at this magazine. Heidi Klum's left nostril's bigger than her right. She's not perfect.
Yeah.
Well, it's been fun. Take care now. Direct line. Free inspection for termites.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Johannesburg. For your own safety, remain seated with your seatbelts fastened until the aircraft has come to a standstill and the seatbelt light.
Seventh of September, 2008, over Alaska. Dear Lucy, off the left wing, I can see Denali, the tallest mountain in North America, rearing up through the clouds. You rarely get a good look at it from the air or from the ground because it is so large that it makes its own weather and then hides behind it. In fact, when it's very clear, people up here have an expression. They say, "The mountain is out today." I'll be landing in Fairbanks in about an hour. Last week, in your backyard, your father was manning his station at the grill. Your aunts and uncles were all standing around. Your brother was practicing his karate on the dog. And I was talking to your grandparents about a bear some scientists had found recently in the Arctic that was half polar bear and half grizzly bear. From your perch on the wooden swing set, you joined the conversation. "How did they know?" you said. "How did they know what?" I said. "How did they know it was half polar bear and half grizzly bear?" "Well," I said, "I guess they checked its DNA. "What's DNA?" you asked, and I blinked. We have all at one time or another been caught in the spotlight of your six-year-old mind. "Well, you know that cake you made this morning with your mom? You know the little pieces of flour and sugar that went into it? Well, DNA is kind of like that. It's like the little pieces that go into making living things, like people and bears and ducks," you said. "Yes, exactly. And ducks," you sought to clarify. "But not wood." "Oh, no," I said. "Wood has DNA, too. Because wood is made from trees, and trees are living things, so they have DNA. And when trees die, as all living things do, we make trees into wood." "Not us," you said. I wasn't sure what you meant, so I just looked at you. The swing had come to a stop. "We don't die," you said. All of a sudden, everyone in the yard was listening a bit more closely to our little chat. "Well, Lucy, we die. We're living things, and living things die, not babies," you asserted flatly. I elected to punt. Yes, you're right. Babies usually don't die. I mean, we usually live a long, long time. Now, we all knew that you knew your question had not been answered directly. We know you. So, when you said, "Yeah, look at Grandma and Grandpa. They're 62 and 64, and that's old," we all laughed, the way adults do when they've been let off the hook. And when you went in the house to get some juice, we all looked at each other and shook our heads and smiled. "Anyhow, kiddo, the landing gear are coming down, and I gotta put up this tray table. You keep up the good work, and next time, maybe go easy on us, okay? Love, Uncle Peter."
Why, thank you, Uncle Peter. Yeah, I had an Uncle Peter. I sure did. Yes, indeed. He's gone now, unfortunately. But Peter Mulvey there from his CD Letters from a Flying Machine, and one of those monologues on there, which are just wonderful with the sound of the airplane engines in the background and a little bit of guitar filler in there. But wrapping up our little aviation set part two, that was Bears. Another Peter just before that, Mr. Peter Gullerud, sending us something he calls Yeah, Part 2, another part of that conversation on an airplane that we've all had at one time or another, right? From Trail Mix and Pinecone Radio. Thank you, Peter. Started off the set there, and some more flying music. Come Josephine in My Flying Machine. Will Sexton and Simone Stevens from the compilation The Beautiful Old Turn of the Century Songs. Not this century, the last one. Yeah, that's right, 1900, thereabouts. All right, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. We'll be right back after this.